Wisconsin's two nuclear power plants are scheduled to run for at least another 20 or 25 years, but Lakeshore Technical College president Michael Lancer says the owner of the Kewaunee plant indicates some of the current workers won't be on the job that long.
Based on our discussions, primarily with Dominion, they're looking at a significant turnover. About 40% of their radiation safety techs are over 50, and the other 60% are over 40. So you can see just those demographics alone show in the future there will be a turnover and a need for workers in the nuclear technology field.
To help train new and existing power plant workers, the federal government has just given Lakeshore Tech a $1 million three-year grant. Florida Power and Light, which owns the Point Beach nuclear plant, also supported the college's grant request, along with Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold. Lakeshore's Michael Lancer says his school hopes to enroll 45 new students in its nuclear technician program and will open slots for another 20 existing power plant workers. The plant owners are promising starting pay of $50,000 for some of the new plant workers once they complete their education and possible internships. The greater training comes as Republican presidential candidate John McCain is promoting more use of nuclear power to provide energy independence and hold down global warming. But critics of any expansion say many safety questions remain about moving and storing high-level radioactive waste. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.